Let's close with the delightful material that rounds out today's HN feed, and then some takeaways. The taxonomy of the Occlupanida, which is the formal-sounding Latin name for bread bag clips, is a satirical scientific cataloging of plastic bread bag closures as if they were biological specimens, complete with genus names, morphological descriptions, and distribution maps. It has 152 points and 38 comments, and the thread is a mix of people who have clearly been waiting their whole lives for this and people who are discovering it for the first time. The JGS font post about ASCII art history is in a similar register, a genuine love letter to a form of visual expression that predates graphical interfaces and has outlasted everyone's predictions of its obsolescence.
The Why Thinking Out Loud with Someone Beats Thinking Alone piece at The Signalist has 282 points and 122 comments, and it's one of those posts that resonates because it validates something most people have experienced but haven't had a framework for. The author calls it the dialogue dividend, the observation that explaining your thinking to another person produces insights that internal deliberation alone doesn't, even when the other person contributes nothing substantive. This is related to rubber duck debugging and programming, but the post extends it into a broader cognitive and social theory.
The HN thread goes deep on the mechanism. Is the benefit from hearing yourself speak, from the social pressure to be coherent, from the other person's reactions providing low information but high bandwidth feedback, from the simple fact of slowing down your thinking into verbal sequential form? The research doesn't have a clean answer, but the phenomenon is robust across multiple studies.
Storied Colors, the catalog of named colors, is just lovely. 181 points. And people are spending time in the comments sharing their favorites. Puce and Vermilion and Gamboge. There's something about named colors that connects to the same part of the brain that loves precise vocabulary in any domain.
The smashed toilet phone web server is exactly what it sounds like, and it has 20 points and 11 comments. Someone ran a functional web server from a smashed phone, documented the experience, and posted it. The HN reaction is appropriately delighted.
The show HN from two second-year EE students who built an 8-bit CPU has 80 points and 20 comments, and the comments are uniformly supportive. Building a CPU from first principles, designing the ALU, the control unit, the instruction set, is one of those exercises that transforms how you think about software. The students documented it thoroughly, and the HN community is treating it as it should be treated, as genuine engineering education done well.
The two-year apartment rule post has 38 points, but 78 comments, which is a high comment-to-upvote ratio, suggesting genuine debate. The rule proposed is that you shouldn't make permanent decisions about where to live until you've lived somewhere for 2 full years and experienced the full seasonal and social cycle. The HN thread is predictably personal, with people sharing both affirmations of the principle and cases where they knew after 2 weeks whether a place was right for them.
Before we sign off, a time capsule moment. Back in early May, we predicted that companies with heavy electric vehicle bets could face significant losses if adoption slowed. What actually happened is more nuanced than a simple vindication or refutation. EV-focused companies did experience stock pressure and reduced growth projections in certain markets, but the overall transition continues, just unevenly. Some markets in Southeast Asia and India are accelerating faster than expected. Others in North America and Europe have stalled. The lesson isn't EVs failed. It's that global technology transitions rarely move uniformly across geographies, and the EV market was always an abstraction covering very different local realities.
And on the defense and energy prediction from early May, where we thought those sectors would benefit from geopolitical tensions, defense did see gains from increased military spending commitments, but energy stocks had mixed performance because supply disruptions were partially offset by demand-side softening from economic headwinds. The analytical framework wasn't wrong, but the variable we underweighted was demand destruction, which is a recurring humbling factor in energy market predictions.
Every story we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. From Lore's version control ambitions to AMD's firmware controversy, from Midjourney's medical pivot to the breadbag clip taxonomy, All of it was surfaced, linked, and debated by a community of technically sophisticated readers who apply genuine rigor to evaluating what matters. If any of today's topics sparked your curiosity, go to news.icombinator.com and read the full comment threads. The articles are the starting point. The discussion is where the understanding gets built.
This podcast runs because of two tools that genuinely improve what we're able to do. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. We're grateful for what those tools make possible, not in a performative way, but in the specific sense that without them, this level of daily coverage at this depth wouldn't be achievable. If you're building something that benefits from AI-assisted workflows, both are worth exploring seriously.
If you want broader context on the geopolitical and market stories that sit beneath the technology news, the regulatory environment, the economic cycles, the international relations, our companion show, Intellijix Daily News, covers those threads every day. Worth adding to your rotation.
That's Thursday, June 18th. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters next.
See you then.